Time now for the Wide Open Three, a fast-paced look at local and regional sports brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Are you not satisfied with your smile? Bain Dental Group can give you the smile you deserve with dental implants. Dental implants are different than dentures. They offer more freedom and are a longer-lasting solution with minimal downtime. Consider dental implants as an investment in your smile and quality of life. To get started, contact any of our three locations in West Georgia to schedule a consultation. For your ultimate smile makeover, Bain Dental has you covered. To learn more, visit us online at BainDentalGroup.com.
From the 316 Healthcare Gratic Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Tuesday, September the 3rd. Instead of taking advantage of the chance to legitimize their bid for a seventh straight National League East title, the Braves squandered two sixth-inning leads during a four-game series that concluded with a 3-2 11-inning loss to the Phillies on Sunday night at Citizens Bank Park. Having lost 3-4 to first-place Philadelphia, Atlanta now sits seven games back in the division with just 25 games to play, and the Braves have just a half-game lead over the Mets. In the battle for the NL's final wildcard spot, the Braves were off on Monday, and the Mets beat the Red Sox. The Braves host the Colorado Rockies tonight with Chris Sale taking the mound, game time 7:20. Here's a recap of local high school football scores from this past weekend. Week 3 of the season, Bowden over Bremen 37-17. Carrollton Trojans double up on Rome 44-22. Central Lions 44-21 over Hiram. Greene County 25, Harrelson County 3, Murphy, North Carolina 2 better than Heard County 29-27, Holy Ground 40, Victory Baptist 14, Bethlehem Christian edging out Mount Zion 14-13, Tryon defeats Temple 42-15, Billerica Wildcats had a bye week. And the University of West Georgia Wolves defeated Samford 38-29 in the first ever Division I football game in program history. The win was head coach Joel Taylor's first win as a collegiate head coach and highlighted by an offensive performance from West Georgia that saw the Wolves rack up over 450 yards of total offense and zero turnovers. In his first start at quarterback, Ole Miss transfer Davin Widner threw for 271 yards on 24 of 35 passing, two touchdowns, while also rushing for 58 yards and another score. His top target was T.J. Lockley, who caught 10 passes. Carmelo English led the receiving corps with 108 yards on six catches. Junior linebacker Micah Thurman was named the United Athletic Conference's co-defensive player of the week after having a team-high seven tackles, one for loss, and forced a fumble. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on X at Gratic Sports or visit us at graticcommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Gratic Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3, presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Colin Worthington.